the last day of the festival. We had a meeting in the hall here. It was now what, you know, at the end of the festival, what now, you know.
And there were a group of us who had located this property, 1,000-odd acres, with its own sawmill and several houses, and surrounded by forest, and, you know. So we called meetings to say, after the festival, come back, bring your money, we'll all throw it all in together and we'll buy this and set up a utopia.
A friend of mine who was here then, Lindsay Burke, got up and he said, there's 1,000 acres just at Thunderbolt Falls for $100,000. It's $100 an acre. He said, if everybody here put in a couple of $100, we could buy that. And I got up and I said, yes, let's do it.
The locals were a bit shocked that everybody was staying on after the festival. They weren't expecting that. They felt that the town was being taken over.
Whether they had this planned or whether it was just the beauty of the place and the friendliness that made them want to stay. So they formed a cooperative. The Thunderbolt Falls Cooperative was the first one they formed.
We describe ourselves as new settlers, rather than straights and hippies.
They paid Sam Mackay, who owned the Western Sharps land, that's where the sawmill was. The sawmill had seven or eight what they call mill houses around them, where the people, families even used to live in them. That was an ideal starting place for them because they had some roofs and they had the workshop in the sawmill, and then it grew from there.
And we called it multiple occupancy.
We had the thing called the Home Builders Association, and we're advocating home building as part of the lifestyle. You birthed your own babies, you built your own house, you grew your own food. These were fundaments of the post-Aquarian settlement.
We came to a price of $200 a share, and we arrived at that by land was $100 an acre, wages were $100 a week, you could have a cow to an acre, so we thought 2 acres per person, and that was $200, and that was 2 weeks' work. So that was our sales pitch, really, 2 weeks' work and you own land for the rest of your life.